My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them, that's the words and the sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them, that's the words and the sayings, in the midst of thine heart. Now I'm going to have to restate this once again. That gives us some wonderful information. That if you don't keep the Word of the living God before your eyes, and if you don't make an effort to stay in the Word of God, the Word can escape your heart. And when it's not in your heart, you are powerless to change situations and circumstances. God's plan for us, blessed be the name of God, is that we live life on this earth like Jesus lived it. And that's with power over and power to dominate situations and circumstances. Remember this in Genesis, the first chapter, verse 26, that it says that we are made in the image and likeness of God. Well, just go over there with me, Genesis, the first chapter. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Genesis 1, 26, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Everybody say dominion. What's dominion? It's rule, control. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth. We're to have dominion over all the earth and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. God created men to have dominion, to dominate, to rule. Glory be unto God. And He created us to rule and dominate over sickness and disease. Blessed be God. I ought to get more response than that. It's the truth. Verse 21. Let them, the words, Proverbs 4, verse 21. Let them, the words and the sayings, not depart from thine eyes. Keep the words and the sayings in the midst of thine heart. For they, the words and the sayings, are life unto those that find them. Everybody say life. And health, or as the marginal rendering says, medicine to all their flesh. These words and these sayings of the Almighty God minister health to our flesh. If we get them before our eyes and keep them in the midst of our heart, healing's going to come to our body. That is a biblical fact. It's not just a promise, it is fact, it is done. But you're going to have to pay the price and get into the Word of the living God. So for the previous 50 nights, we've been getting into the Word of God concerning these truths. We looked at John, the 14th chapter, verse 10, that says in the Greek text, the words that I speak, Jesus speaking, the words that I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me speaketh them. And the works that I doeth not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me doeth them. Then we looked at Hebrews, the first chapter, verse 2, that says God, taking God from verse 1, God hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son. When God wanted to say something, when God wanted to show man how He acted, He did it through Jesus and through His life. All I have to do is look at Jesus when He's walking on the face of the earth, and I can find out exactly what God thinks by what Jesus says. I can find out exactly how God would act by just watching Jesus. Because everything Jesus said, He heard the Father say. And everything, glory be unto God, He did, He's heard the Father say, do this. Now here's the wondrous thing, John 14 says, the works that I do, Jesus said, greater works than these will you do. And we found out over there in the Gospel of John that one of the works was healing. Hallelujah. We found out that healing was healing blind eyes, but healing was going to be a sign of the Messiah. Nobody had ever healed blind eyes until Jesus came along. Those works, those healing works, said this is the Messiah. And then Jesus went about Brother Brian and said, greater works than these are you going to do. Hallelujah. So we've been going through the Bible. I don't know how many scriptures we've looked at. I would guess somewhere around 500 to 700, probably. Because we're going to look at 200 scriptures tonight. Some of your eyes, you should have seen. Because when we were just going to have this 30 days, I already knew in my heart what we were going to end with. And then when we didn't end after 30 days and pushed it to 51, I pushed it to the 51st. We're going to go through scriptures, by all means, not all of the scriptures that pertain to the subject. We're going to go through scriptures tonight on the subject of healing so that people will have a tape, glory to God, if they so desire, to listen to scriptures on the subject of healing. Romans the 10th chapter verse 17 says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Faith only comes one way. Doesn't come by working yourself up, by sweating, or praying real loudly. Faith comes one way, and that's by hearing the word of God. We looked at Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Looked at seven times in those three gospels that Jesus made this statement, "Thy faith hath made thee whole," or "thy faith hath saved thee." The word there, both whole and saved in Greek, is the word sozo. It not only refers to spiritual salvation, but it refers to temporal salvation and physical healing. So when Jesus was speaking with sick folk, and he said, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." He didn't say, "My power has made thee whole." He didn't say, "God on the throne hath made thee whole," although we know that that's the reason why healing comes. He didn't say, "Because you looked really nice today, made you whole." He said, "Thy faith hath made thee whole." With the woman with the issue of blood, when she stretched forth and touched the hem of Jesus' garment, Jesus turned in the crowd, for he perceived in his heart, he perceived within himself that virtue had gone out of him. The word virtue, remember back with me, is the same word that's translated many times as power. It's the same word that's translated many times as miracles. It is the word dunamis in Greek. It is where we get the English word dynamite from. Dynamite is all of the necessary ingredients to cause a manifestation. Well, dunamis is all of the necessary ingredients in God to cause a manifestation of God's healing power, God's prospering power, God's peace. But it has to be ignited some way, and it is ignited by our faith. That's when we just look in the Bible and we find out what God says and we simply believe it. Glory be unto God. We don't need man to explain it away for us or say that the day of miracles is past. It's unfortunate Jesus doesn't know that, because Hebrews the 13th chapter verse 8 says, "Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever." Malachi the 13th chapter says, "I am the Lord God, I change not." He's the same now as he always was. Excuse me while I preach a little bit. Amen? So we're going to look at faith-building scriptures tonight. I am not going to be turning to the passages, so you might have a difficult time keeping up. Just simply write down the scriptures, or if you'd like, you can turn to them. Glory to God. We're going to start in the New Testament, and we're just simply going to read scriptures, 210 scriptures pertaining to healing in the Word of God. I had to just simply stop, because the more I meditated, the more scriptures kept coming, and I took this time, you know, to do the word processing and all this, and I kept writing on it, writing in new scripture. So I just stopped. Matthew, the 4th chapter, we're going to have our faith developed. Verse 23 says, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people." Matthew 4:24 says, "And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them." Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8 say, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened." Now, with all of the scriptures we're going to be looking, editor's note, with all the scriptures that we're going to be looking at tonight, you're going to find out that definitely healing is in the plan of God. healing was purposed and planned by God for our physical bodies. Praise be unto the Lord. So we can go to the Lord concerning healing and ask, and he will not withhold it. Matthew 8, 5, 6, 7, and 8. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Dropping down to verse 13, we continue. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Verse 14 through 17 of Matthew 8. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that he might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew the 9th chapter, verse 18, 20, 21, and 22. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler, and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years in the midst of this, an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Verse 27, 28, and 29. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to thy faith, be it unto you. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, in verse 35, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Matthew 10, verse 1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Verse 8. Heal the sick, he said to the 12 disciples, and then 70 others we know later. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Matthew 12, verse 15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Verse 22. Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb. And he healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. Matthew 14, verse 14. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. Verse 36, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Matthew 15, verse 28. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Verse 30 says, And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Matthew 18, 18, Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 19, verse 2 says, And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. Matthew 21, verse 14 says, And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. Mark the first chapter, verse 34 says, And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases and cast out many devils and suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him. Mark the 3rd chapter, verse 10. For he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him, as many as had plagues. Verse 14 and 15. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sickness, and to cast out devils. Mark 5, verse 23. And besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. Verse 25, And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and then verses 26 through 42, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, and touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, but when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entereth in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha kumi, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with great astonishment. Mark the 6th chapter, verse 5, And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled in verse 6 because of their unbelief, and he went round about the villages teaching. Why? Editor's notation. Why could he do no mighty works there? He said, because of their unbelief. Why can he not do mighty works in churches today? Because of their unbelief. They don't believe that he can, so he can't. But those, glory be unto God, who believe that he can, he does. Glory to God. That's why it's nothing for God to grow out legs 4 or 5 inches. That's why it's nothing for God to heal deaf ears. That's why it's nothing for God to fix broken, ugly, decayed teeth. That's why it's nothing for God to straighten up backs. It is absolutely no problem for the man. He doesn't get worked up about it. That's just what he does. And all he asks is that we believe him. Glory be unto God. Hallelujah. Oh, verse 13. And they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. Mark 10, verse 46 through 52. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Mark 11, 22, 23, 24, and 25. And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Mark 16, verses 17 and 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Luke 4, verse 18 and 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Remember when Job had his sickness, that the Lord called it captivity. And it says that God turned the captivity of Job. He healed him, glory be unto God. And Jesus was sent to preach deliverance to the captive. Verse 38 and 39 of Luke 4, and he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Verse 40, now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Luke 5, verse 15. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Verses 17 through 25. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with a palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, what reason ye in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, rise up and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon the earth to forgive sins, he said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, and take up thy couch, and go into thine house. And immediately he rose up before them, and took up that wherein he lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. Luke 6, verse 17, 18, and 19. And he came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and that they were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. Luke 7, 7. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but saying a word, and my servant shall be healed. The good news is we've still got the word. Luke 8, verse 46 and 47. And Jesus said, somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. Luke 9, verse 2. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Verse 6, and they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Verse 11, and the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them and spake unto them of the kingdom of God and healed them that had need of healing. Verse 41 and 42, and Jesus answering said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and suffer you? Bring thy son hither. And as he went yet a coming, the devil threw him down and tear him. And Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and delivered him again to his father. Luke 10, verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. Verse 9 says, and heal the sick, he told them, and heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. Verse 19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Luke 14, verse 2, and behold, there was a certain man before him which had the dropsy. Verse 4, and they held their peace, and he took him and healed him and let him go. Luke 17, verse 12, 13, 14, and 15. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Luke 18, verse 40, 41, 42, and 43. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. Luke 22, verse 50 and 51. And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. What was his name? Yeah, you learned something. And Jesus answered and said, suffer ye thus far. And he touched his ear and healed him. John 4, verse 47, 48, 49, and 50. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said unto him, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman saith unto him, sir, come down ere my child die. Jesus saith unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. That's all God's asking us to do now, is just believe the word that he's spoken unto us and go our way. Glory to God. John 10, verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Verse 25, Jesus answered them, I told you and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. Verse 37 and 38, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Well, we can say the same thing now. Whether you believe that he's still healing tonight or not believing, just look at the works and believe. Glory to God. John 14, verse 11 and 12. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. I could almost preach right there. He said, greater works would we do because he's leaving. Why? Because he sent another comforter, he said, whose name is the Holy Ghost. John 14, verse 26 tells us the comforter's the Holy Ghost. Jesus called him another comforter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The same Holy Ghost Jesus was anointed with. Oh, blessed be the name. Has been sent unto us. Acts 3, verses 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer. Now I'm going to stop right there and say this. We have Jesus healed. We spent nearly 20 minutes reading about the healings of Jesus. Now we're going to the acts of the Holy Ghost that he moved and operated through the apostles. Then he went back. We're going to go back to the Old Testament and find where he healed in the Old Covenant. My God, my God, my God. If he healed in the Old Covenant and healed when Jesus was here and healed when the apostles here, and this is a better covenant established on better promises, my God, why doesn't he heal now just like he did back there when they weren't even born again? Why is he going to shortchange me? It makes no sense. Makes absolutely no sense. Makes no sense for preachers to stand in their pulpits and tell me the day of miracles is gone. This is the best time to live. If he healed and did miracles in the old covenant, then he's going to be doing it now. Glory be unto God. So think like God. Well, do better than that. Just reason this out. Hallelujah. Woo! Yep, Jesus. Now, Acts 3, 1 through 7 again. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asking alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Verse 16, "And his name," speaking of Jesus, "and his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all." Glory to God. We don't have Jesus here in the flesh, but we still got his name. Acts 4, verse 10. "Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole." In other words, he got healed after Jesus was crucified by using Jesus' name. Verse 22, "For the man was above 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was showed." Verse 29 and 30, "And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus." Thanks be unto God, the last three nights we've been looking at the name. The name's been handed to us to use, and things happen when you use the name in faith. Chapter 5 of Acts, verse 16. "There came also a multitude out of the cities round about Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one." Acts 8, verse 7. "For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies," or who were paralyzed, "and that were lame were healed." Acts 9, verse 34. "And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole, arise and make up thy bed. And he arose immediately." Acts 10:38, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him." Acts 14, verse 8 and 9 and 10, "And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, Stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked." I got to go back to Acts 10 because it said Jesus did these miracles for God was with him. Well, Paul, the writer of Hebrews, says this, that the Lord will never leave me nor forsake me. That means God is with me. Lord, we just pray that you be here today. We just pray that you go with us after the service. Folks, you don't have to pray it. He's going with you. He said he'd never leave us or forsake us. I can close this service down, and he's going. He's going with you to your house, and he's going with me to my house. It's just not knowing the Bible that may, well, Lord, we pray that you go with us as we depart tonight. He's going. That's the good news. When you put your little fuzzy hair on the bed tonight and lay your little fuzzy head on the pillow, know this, He's there too. Well, one thing about it, if I come here every night, you step on my toes. Because I prayed that. Well, good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I said good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Acts 28, verse 8 and 9. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed. Verse 27, for the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. God's plan is our ears are cleaned out and we hear what He's saying tonight. That our eyes have the blinders so that we see what He's saying so He can heal us. Glory to God. Romans 8, verse 11. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken or make alive your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Where does the Spirit live? In you. That means He's going home with you tonight. Verse 31, 32. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? That means healing. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7, 8, 9, and 10. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. These are gifts from the Spirit. These are not gifts that you learn in the local four-year college institution. These are not man-thought-up gifts. These come from God. These are not doctors healing you. These are come from the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost heals. And the Holy Ghost performs miracles. Blessed be the name of God. Thank God for doctors, but they don't take the place of God. Never have, never will. I was in the hospital room with one that was sick one time, and they had a book about healing on the edge of the bed, and the doctor came in and picked up the book, chucked it back on the bed, and said, it's hocus pocus. And about 3 or 4 months later, he didn't have a job. It's not hocus pocus, it's Holy Ghostus. Amen. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20. For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God by us. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 10. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Galatians 3, 13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And what was under the curse of the law in Deuteronomy the 28th chapter? Every disease that was named in the law and every one that wasn't, the Bible says. Every single disease that the world will ever come up with, Jesus has redeemed us from it. If they come up with another acronym tomorrow for another disease, if another acrostic is formed, it makes no difference. It's the curse, and Jesus redeemed us. Glory be unto God. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. The key is the power's got to work in you. He will only do to the level of the power that's working in you. That's all he can do. And the power comes from the Word. Philippians 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Hebrews 10, 23. Let us hold fast the profession or the confession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Verse 35, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Hebrews 12, 13, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Hebrews 13, 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. That means he healed on the earth. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's going to be the same tomorrow. We're going to be able to say the same thing. He does not change. If he ever healed twice, that's all it took. He's had two or three witnesses. Let every word be established. And we've been able to show so far that there's over two times. James 5, 14 and 15. He turns it over to us. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. That means people who halfway know the Word of God. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Oh, blessed be the name of God. You just got to get somebody that knows how to pray the prayer of faith. Then you got to believe it with them. You know, it doesn't do us a bit of good to pray the prayer of faith for somebody if somebody turns right around after you pray and says, well, sure hope I got it. You didn't. Doesn't matter how much the person praying prayed in faith. You got to say, thanks be unto God, I got it now. 1 Peter 2, verse 24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. 2 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Everybody say all things,
all things
that pertain unto life,
and godliness.
Does your health pertain unto your life? Yes. Through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Glory, it all comes through the knowledge. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. God's plan was that we become a partaker of the divine nature of the Almighty God, that we partake of deity's power.
Hallelujah.
Not my words, that's the Bible. Well, I don't know if we should be preaching that. Why not? It's in the Bible. If he didn't want us to preach it, he wouldn't have put it in there. Hallelujah. 1 John 3, 21 and 22. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. Let me tell you, my heart's not condemning me one bit for preaching this. Verse 22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Got to keep his commandments. You got to do things that are pleasing in his sight. Then you ask and he'll give you anything you want. In alignment with his word. Thank you. 1 John 3, verse 21, 22. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God again. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. 1 John 5, 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions. Everybody say have. That we have the petitions that we desired of him. We have them, whether we see them or not, we got them. That's faith. And you shall receive. 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Revelation 12, verse 11. And they overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death, and you're going to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. If you never speak the words, you'll never see it. The Old Covenant, Exodus 15, verse 26. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord Jehovah thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee. Remember, through our study, it's in the permissive sense in Hebrew. God doesn't have any diseases to put on them. God has to permit it because of their disobedience. He lifts his protective hand off. I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 23, 25. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Verse 26. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in the land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. Ooh, glory. Deuteronomy 7, verse 15. And the Lord Jehovah will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19 and 20. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Let me tell you, he's leaving it up to you. Choose life or choose death. I choose life. Glory to God. Joshua 21, verse 45. There failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. Everything he said about healing, it all came to pass. Psalm 30, verse 2. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalm 89, 34. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. Part of the covenant is we are redeemed from the curse of the law. Psalm 91, verse 10 through 16. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Oh, just remember back a week or so ago when we preached out of Psalm 90 and 91. Ooh, glory. Psalm 103, verse 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. You ready for his benefits? You ready? Who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfies my mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles? Those, glory to God, are the benefits. In case you didn't know that scripture was in the Bible, forget not all of his benefits. The problem is the church has forgotten. Verse 3, 4, and 5 said, here they are, the benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles? Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Psalm 118, 17 and 18. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 4, verse 20. Are you ready? My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Verse 21. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Verse 22. For they are life unto those that find them, and health or medicine to all their flesh. Verse 23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Isaiah 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord Jehovah shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. These things are just not in here for us to pass over. They're in there for a purpose. Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. We know by our study that the word holy in Hebrew, C-H-O-L-I, holy, is translated griefs, is translated as sicknesses throughout the Old Testament. For some reason, it's translated griefs here. Surely he hath borne our sicknesses and carried our sorrows is translated as pains, makab, throughout the Old Testament. Sorrows here. And carried our pain. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. And don't give me the thing, well, that's talking about spiritual healing. It doesn't even deserve a thought. Isaiah 58:8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, verse 17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Because thou called thee an outcast, saying, This is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Joel 3:10. Beat your plowshares into swords, and your pruning hooks into spears. Now this is for the age to come. I mean, he's covering everything. Let the weak say, I am strong. Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord. I change not. Did you get it? He changes not. He changes not. If we can find in the Bible where he heals, he's not going to change. He's going to keep on healing. Verse 10 and 11, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. God Almighty, if we do what God says, even in the area of tithing and offering, God's going to raise up himself between us and the enemy. Glory be unto God. God is a good God. Now we went through the Bible from Matthew to Revelation. We could go to Genesis. Look at the beginning healing in the Bible where Abraham was called on by God to pray for the house of the king and healing came and all of the women in the house couldn't bear children. They all started bearing children. Healing, my brothers and sisters, takes place from Genesis all the way to Revelation. For in the time when there's a new heaven and a new earth, when God reworks this puppy and makes it new, takes out all that's been polluted, glory to God, takes out all that sin has done to it, it says that the leaves on the trees are going to be for the healing of the nations. Just pluck a leaf. Blessed be the name of God. Healing is covered in every dispensation that man lives in. Why should it be any different in this dispensation, the greatest of all? We are the church of the living God, redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are those who are of the mysterion. We are those who are of the mystery. Why should the mystery that nobody can understand except for those of us who have entered into it through the blood of Jesus, why should it exclude preservation for our physical man? It shouldn't, and it doesn't. There's no exclusion. We can say proudly, we can say boldly, we are healed because of the work of Jesus Christ on Calvary's tree. Hallelujah. God's good, isn't he? Well, it's been 51 days. Hallelujah. Seems like I just started like 2 or 3 days ago. It does. I mean, it's absolutely amazing to me that I preach 51 times to you folks. Glory to God. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Let's all stand.